as you heard, we are looking at a new environment that we've added, where we're going to be supporting a new crafting system. And another thing we're going to go over is a little bit of a spell point rebalance that we've done. Pretty significant change. We'll just talk a little bit about some of the key points of that.
Okay.
And then we're going to show you some new content. We're exploring some of the monsters and madness from the Zoriat plane of madness. And from there, we'll take you through a quick tour of the four parts of that.
Okay.
Some of the things that we've just done, we just had our fifth birthday since the original launch of DDO Stormreach, and we had a really awesome live event where we had this RTS strategy game where you could use kobolds and torches and some other resources to guide kobolds around a dungeon and have them collect crystals for you. And then if they collected enough crystals to meet the quota, everything they collected after that you get as profit, and you could use for this really awesome crafting system that we had, barter system we had actually in there, where you could upgrade items and trade up as you collect more crystals. And then another thing we have coming, hopefully before we even launch Update 9, as early as this April, is we're expanding DDO to Europe by supporting French and German languages in the normal client. So players will be able to download, and then they'll have a choose your language option.
I know that the anniversary event got a little delayed into Europe. Has that launched over there at this point?
Well, we aren't officially launched in Europe. We're holding everything in North America right now. We're running everything in North America. And we'll actually start marketing and promoting the language support in Europe, so that we'll be talking to UK and Germany and France, and then surrounding areas will also get marketing. So that'll hopefully start up as early as this April. We'll start talking to those players and really start pushing those players to come over and join us. So that'll be inviting them to play on our servers with the American and
I was going to ask if it was going to be one big server for everybody, or if they were going to be sharded over in their own European section.
We're not adding unique shards based on language. It'll be the client will support multiple languages, and they can choose whichever world they want.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So, in terms of the crafting.
All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit about crafting. We've always had some form of crafting in DDO, but it's basically mostly been recipe-oriented from the standpoint of you put a few things together and presto, you've got an item. Now we're introducing a skill-based crafting system, and we have these three different schools of crafting, and you actually level up in each school, and you actually get crafting XP. And all the recipes that you can, things that you can craft in the game are associated with one of those schools of crafting, and they actually, all the recipes have levels themselves as well. So the idea is that as you find loot in the game and as you find various items in the game, they all can be involved in crafting in one way or another. So instead of just selling your random trash loot at a vendor or putting it on the auction house, you now can choose to visit one of these deconstruction devices and put it in the deconstruction device and basically deconstruct it so that you can choose up to about four different elements of the actual item. It might be the item itself, basically making a nice virgin sword that you can add other elements to, or you can basically distill it down to be one of the various effects it has on it. And you end up walking away with these shards that contain this crafting element, this effect, that you can then fuse onto other items in the game. It gives players a lot of control over pursuing the types of items they want, because you may find a mage and find a sword that has this icy burst on it, and you're really attracted to, you know, the icy burst or something, but you don't use swords, so you know you want to get that icy burst and apply it to something else that you can use. So the thing is about the crafting recipes is they all have a level, and if you're crafting something that's the same level as your level of that school of crafting, you have a 100% chance of success. But if you try to craft something that has a higher level than you are at, you're going to have less than 100% chance of success, which means you can fail. And if you fail, you have a chance of losing the ingredients that you put in there. And some of those ingredients are pretty common. Some may not be, so it's a decision that you make. But because you gain crafting XP based on the level of the recipe you're trying to craft, the higher the recipe, the more XP. So players will have a choice of rolling the dice, if you will, and trying to create recipes that they're not quite ready to tackle. Or they can play it safely and just kind of work at all the ones at their level and slowly level up. So we think it'll be a really interesting system. And one other thing about it is that instead of just pursuing crafting as an afternoon's activity of running around and collecting ingredients and mining ore or picking flowers and that you find in a lot of other games, most of the recipe ingredients you'll find by way of natural questing, either in treasure chests or as collector items that you can find. There are some ingredients that are still rarer than others, but mostly it's something that, you know, after a little while, after an afternoon of just regular questing, you can then go and hopefully do some crafting. So we're pretty proud of that, but we think mostly it'll be something that players will really, really enjoy.
Out of the three schools, do you have to only pick one? So if you you can go through all three of them?
Be a jack of all trades, or try to specialize in one, or really get all good in all of them. It's basically totally up to you how much time you want to spend on it.
Okay, so I see that you've got three different ones. Is it basically like a school of magic that they focus on, or is it any like particular enhancements you can have on the items based on school?
A lot of them are divided amongst the various schools, but even though there's elemental and divine and arcane isn't just limited to casters or anything. Like, you can be a fighter and certainly want to get some of the arcane effects and be able to put them on your sword sort of thing. So all the effects are divided, you know, in a way that makes sense amongst the three schools, but you certainly have to progress it. Players will typically specialize in one of the schools over another.
Is there a limit on what you can put the enhancements on? So say if an item already has an enhancement, can you put an additional one on top of it?
No. Basically, most items have like a prefix and a suffix and then a quality level of the item itself. And so those are things that you can basically change and alter. You first have to sort of prepare an item for crafting by stripping those effects off, and then you can add those effects back on. But you're limited. If a certain type of effect is, say, a suffix, you can only have one of those suffixes on an item at any point.